I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. Today's program has been pre-recorded.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Investor Schooling Live with your host, Larry Steinhaus, CEO of Investor Schooling.
I think this is when I'm supposed to talk to you, right?
Yeah, I know. And people are very disappointed because they just said Larry Steinhaus.
Larry Steinhaus, and it's not.
Larry is actually not here today.
Okay, so I have this whole little thing I need to read, so just bear with me for a second. All right, so good afternoon, and welcome to Investor Schooling Live. Investor Schooling Live is transmitting from the Investor Schooling Studios here in the Investor Schooling headquarters. I am not Larry Steinhaus. I am Debbie Anderson, and I am not the CEO of Investor Schooling, but I am the senior student liaison, not just senior student liaison. I am the senior student liaison. So, you know, I guess I could be like maybe the VP of senior student liaison since I'm like the best one and the only one, but whatever, let's go on.
The most modest one.
The most modest one. There you go. Thanks for listening to and get ready to. Thanks for listening in. See that I can't read yet. And get ready to learn real estate investing, stock options trading, and so many more things about money that I bet you didn't know. You can call us anytime during the show with your questions at, come on, I'll read 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137. He always does it three times, so we'll do it one more time. So it's 855-939-1137. That's right. We are a live program, so you can call anytime during the show, and we will take your calls. However, if we can answer them, we will, and if we can't, we won't. So just throwing it out there. Do not worry about the topic. We will take your call about anything that has to do with money, finances, or no, we're not doing politics today. No politics today. Don't call about politics. We're not doing politics. Okay. We are also live on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube, and you can leave comments there. If you're watching online, please say hi. The only way we know you are watching is online is when you make a comment. So make sure to say hello to us so we know what's going on. At Investor Schooling, we teach real estate investing, stock options trading, how to save money on taxes, how to be financially free, and we even give you the motivation to make money work for you instead of you working for money. Investor Schooling is located in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, right off the Newtown Bypass, serving the New Jersey and Greater Philadelphia areas in a real brick-and-mortar building. Our students are also located in several states with our exclusive web access to our classes and seminars. Get ready to learn something new. Get ready to learn the business of entrepreneurship and real estate investing and stock options trading from your friendly neighborhood financial expert, Debbie Anderson, today, and not Larry Steinhaus, because I'm more fun anyway. All right, so that is quite a mouthful he puts in every morning, every time he does this.
I agree, too much.
I think, yeah, it is too much. I think we need to tell him to pare it down.
Why you took off politics? There are so many people online right now that heard that Larry is not going to be on the show. And they want to talk about why the Democrat is the right party for you and why you have to use your own money to buy real estate. Everything they can say because Larry is not here today.
So if you want to call in just to talk about stuff that Larry will talk about and I won't, or what, Larry won't talk about and I will? Is that what you're saying? I don't know. I'm not much for politics, but if you want to call about the debt ceiling, I'm not interested. So Omri, we were talking a little bit offline,
yes,
right before this, about the craziness that you are dealing with your contractor slash friend slash tenant.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, so tell us what's going on.
I have my own issue right now as I broke.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
I didn't even introduce you.
Okay.
So we have Omri on today, who is like the worst landlord ever, who is absolutely hysterical. He is our natural funny guy, and he is our awesome fill-in and add-on whenever one of us is missing. So I believe you were on with Larry last week because I was out.
I'm still the worst landlord.
You're still the worst landlord.
Still.
So I thought it was funny because I listened in to you guys for the first like 10 minutes, like right when I was at the airport listening in, and I
last
only had
week.
Like last week, right?
Okay.
And you know, I got to the up to the part where you guys were in the Jaguar smelling each other's sweat in the car wash, and how you always say that you guys are not gay when you get out of the car. So I have to say you cracked me up, and I thought that was hysterical. And then I guess you guys got that crazy caller in who was angry about stuff. So, you know, so that was very interesting. But
you know what? Let's start with that. Okay. Let's start with Rob for a second. You remember you heard about Rob?
Yes, I heard it, and I was really surprised, actually. I was really surprised how graceful Larry was with it, knowing Larry.
I know.
You know, he was very, very graceful with it. I thought that was great. And how he gave Rob a chance to just kind of vent, because I think that's what he needed.
We don't hear the other side much. We hear our tenants.
Yeah.
But we don't hear the other side from an objective point of view. Do you agree?
I don't know if objective is the way, because our view is jaded, just like their view is jaded.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But it was really interesting to hear another person's point of view on the situation. So absolutely.
I took this week to remind myself that it's not all walk in the park. Mm-hmm. I will tell you that this week, with the toilet that leaks and two floats that have been replaced, and in another house, a leaking tub that caused us to just put shower doors around the tub, mm-hmm. because we had enough. We couldn't find any leak, and apparently it's a tenant that didn't use the curtain the right way.
Okay.
So it's not a joy. People think it's that easy. You go, you take a house, you renovate, you put a tenant in, and that's it. And I will tell you something else. That's actually came to my understanding with me, because I'm a tenant myself. Knowing that for every problem I have, I can call someone and they will come the same day or the next day. They will fix my problem and I don't need to worry about that.
Yeah.
So there are many, you can say, obligation for landlords.
Yeah.
And that's only between a landlord and tenant. Then we can talk about what's going on when you get a letter from your township, from your borough, that you need to do a lead inspection. Mm-hmm. Now it's every, I think, 3 years. There are townships that request to do a rental inspection every year now. So yeah. Every year they come to the house, every year they put, they give you a list of everything they want you to fix in the house. That's not easy. I don't know if they will do the same thing for owner-occupied. I'm pretty sure they won't.
I know. I have some properties up in the Poconos, and I got cited because it wasn't a screen door and it was a glass door. And I'm like, for one of my properties, that the house is, I don't know, 80 years old. It's not like I can go to Home Depot and just get a traditional door. Special order a door because it's not a traditional door. It's like one of the, you know, the older houses, they're like tall and thin, and the windows are like that, the doors are like that.
The row houses.
Yeah, it's a side-by-side. So it's not even a row, but it's a side-by-side. Yeah. You know, and then replacing some of the windows, all of them are odd sizes, so they're all special order. You know, you're talking $400-$600 a window, plus I got to pay to get it installed. And then just 2 weeks ago, one of my properties, the oil tank leaked. And I'm like, that's a $4,500 job. So, you know, that's just to replace the tank. Yeah. So
No natural gas?
I have to get it. But
convert, yeah.
I have to convert, but at the time, I still need to get something working so they have heat.
Of course.
Because the hot water heater is banked on that oil tank. So either way, I have to get it fixed and then I can go convert, and it's going to take months to convert.
You said the hot water also work on the tank?
Yeah, on that place. Yeah, so it has...
Wow.
Yeah,
I didn't know that it's actually an option.
Yeah, that's the way it was set up. So I understand Rob's point where this and that, but it's also, like you said, it's not that cheap, really, to be a landlord.
No.
So I have... Some of you guys have heard me talking about the properties I have that I'm rehabbing, and I just had to up my insurance on it because now it's under rehab and it's in a better position, so it's worth more money even though it's still under rehab. And I am paying, I think, $870 a month in insurance for an unrented place because it's still under rehab. So while I understand the frustration of the tenants, realize that, I mean, people have this expectation that, oh, you're a landlord, so you got to be rich. And it's not really the case because, you know, let's say, for example, you get $1,000 a month in rent. you know, $200 or $300 of that is going to taxes. Another $100 of that is going to insurance. Maybe $300 or $400 of that is going to the mortgage if there's a mortgage on the property. So maybe if you're lucky, you net $100, $150. You know what I mean? It's not that you are super loaded. You know, you have other obligations. And then when it came with the, you know, when Philly shut everything down, you're not getting paid, you know, it put landlords in a really bad position because they were now unable to pay their mortgage. And they're the ones who are going to be losing the properties because the tenants are
and maintain their houses.
And maintain the houses.
Of course.
So,
of course.
You know, so it's interesting to see his side, but, you know, and we talk about this and this and this and that, but we don't talk about all the expenses that we have as landlords that we have to deal with as well.
I did my math. And I'm pretty sure that you know about your properties.
Right. So
I need at least 3 months of rent out of the 12 a year in order to cover all
right.
expenses.
Right.
I need at least three of those rents mm-hmm. just to cover the property tax, the school tax, the HOA if needed, the rental license, the UNO. Some township does request a UNO every year. Every year.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at it and you say, okay, I've been left with 9 months of rent. Not bad, right?
Yeah.
You need to pay tax on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if this is if this is your main job, you will need to pay what, like 33%, I believe, something like that, around 30%. If it's not, you can pay only 25%. But it's also it depends. So it's not all. Walk in the park. It's not all fun and joy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's not really 30%. I think it's like close. You have to listen in on the class where Larry does the taxes.
Yeah.
Because it's, I always put away 30% out of my checks when I get stuff in, but it's actually less than that. So, but that's you got to talk to Larry about that.
Yeah.
You know,
so
for the percentages anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
But that's the point, right? You're not getting, landlords don't get as much out of that rent money as you think that they do. It's not like they get all $1,000 and say, hey, I'm going to go on a shopping spree and get myself some new outfit or buy myself a new, you know, fridge or whatever. There's a lot of it that goes to other expenses that we're required to pay as landlords and as homeowners.
You can get another layer of shingles right now for $4,000 like we used to get.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, everything's so much more expensive.
Exactly. You can get a water heater right now. I think the cheapest is the electric. You still can get it for less than $500.
Yeah, you're closer to $700 or $800 for like a water heater right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. And you need a permit to go and change it.
Yeah.
Now you talk about the furnaces.
Yeah.
Now a furnace and a roof and a water heater, they last for what? 10 to 15 years?
Plus you have to pay for not only the materials, but also for the installation,
the labor,
for the labor.
Of course.
The labor. So I think that's one thing that...
brought the point.
Yeah. I mean, I believe that, you know, people really just have this mentality. I know why I had this mentality that landlords are rich because they must own another place and it's awesome. And it's not that it's not bad, but there's other things that you need to consider. Just as if you own a home, you're responsible for everything. If you're a landlord, you're still responsible for everything.
Of course.
You know, so I had one of the places I had, I don't know what happened, but there was mice in the basement. And they're like, I don't know if you know this, that there's mice here. I'm like, what are we talking about? So then I had to get somebody out, and it was $200 a shot for them to come out just to put mice traps out that would kill the mice. And I'm like, what? You know, yeah, you have to realize that we are responsible for these expenses as homeowners. So it's not that we get all your rent money and then we just go splurge on it. We actually need to put it away for when these things happen, and they happen more frequently than you realize. Yeah.
You can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to go. I will tell you about my week. I had to go and be in a kitchen in one of my properties while somebody was in a shower. Because the leak only appears when somebody is in the shower. We fill the tub up, we put tons of water on all the tubs surrounding, and still we didn't see any leak.
Okay.
But according to them, when there's somebody in the shower, it happens.
Okay.
It's a big house. It's a 5-bedroom with 1 bathroom. So many people use the 1 bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it is right now. I was with my plumber in the kitchen looking in a open ceiling. We had to cut the drywall to try to figure out where is it coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And watching I can't explain how weird this scenario is. You look like that in the ceiling and waiting for a water to drink. Here, no, it's not that. Here it is. No, it's still not that.
Yeah.
And we are still not sure that we found the problem.
Yeah.
So there are many responsibilities for us as tenant, and it is a big headache.
As landlords.
It is a big headache, but there is a reward for that, yes.
Yeah.
Which is an independent...
A more independent, life, yeah. Yeah, a more independent lifestyle, so, you know, way of life, yeah. So, mm-hmm. and that comes over time. That's the other thing too. It doesn't happen overnight. It comes over time. So it's not like you will get one property and then all of a sudden you can quit your job. It takes a little bit more. Catherine's like, so nice to hear the senior student liaison on the radio show today. Thank you, Catherine. So part of the reason I say that is because of Catherine, because she, you know, is a sweetheart. And Catherine's one of our students who gave me some kudos and told me I need to emphasize the. So thank you, Catherine. What's that?
She gives you what?
The. So I'm the senior student liaison, right? But I'm the only senior student.
What is kudos?
Kudos is like congratulations.
Okay.
You're such an Israeli.
Can you stop using all those words that only you know?
Everybody in the U.S. knows what kudos means.
Okay.
You know, I want somebody to call in and tell Omri what kudos means. And here's the number, 855-939-1137. Again, that's 855-939-1137.
There are words that piss you off.
Well, no, but
like newbies, right?
Newbies isn't like a nasty word. Green. So we just had the student orientation earlier today, and one of the things that I said was, don't be worried that you're green coming into the school, because 90% of the people who will come in are green. Do you understand what that means? That
yeah,
green?
Of course.
Okay, so green you understand, but kudos you don't.
You know why?
Why?
It's an army thing. So in the army, you know, they know you're a fresh soldier when you're green, but as time goes, the green fades in the uniform.
Oh. Oh, so, I never thought of that.
That's what they say. I mean, that's what I know from the army.
Oh.
Yeah. When you get your uniform fresh, when you sign up, right, you're green.
You're green. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I guess I never thought about it that way, but I guess that makes sense.
So let's remind everybody that we are live and we want them to call us. So please call us at 855-939-1137. Now you.
Okay. 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. You guys can call us about whatever it is you want to talk about.
Want.
And if we can't talk about it, we'll just shut you off and get somebody else in.
Yeah, there would be a beep or...
You know, we'll just, you know, we'll do like a toilet flushing sound. It'll go with the whole landlording thing. There you go. Oh, you have one. Check
yeah,
it out.
You see?
That's great.
Amazing.
There's this whole little board here. I can't see. I don't know what's on there.
No,
so.
I actually recorded it at the toilet this morning.
Oh, is that what you did? Just when you were doing your morning business? All right. So if you want to give us a call, we're 855-939-1137. Again, that's 855-939-1137. So I have some ideas here. Do you want to talk about the guy you were talking about, your tenant?
I can tell
friend?
You. Yeah, I broke one of my rules. And when I finished renovating one of my properties at the end of 21, I allowed my contractor / employee to move in.
Okay.
He was after divorce. He had 4 kids. I have tons of respect for the guy.
And I just want to pause 1 second and say, Larry yells at me for stuff like this all the time.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
All right. Okay. Go ahead.
I know. And... You know, I said that's going to be my good deed here.
Okay.
To help a guy who is also a friend who worked with me for almost 4 years now.
Okay.
And was always reliable, always show up. But things shifted. Things changed. As a friend, I am really want to help him. As a landlord. As somebody that pay him right now salary every month, I can't anymore.
Yeah.
And we arrived to a point that it's very sad, but I still have no idea what to do. What to do if he keep not showing to the job site, what to do if he will still be backed up in rent. It's and honestly, it ruined my last 2 weeks. I'm stressed all the time, I'm mad. So it's not fun. Yeah.
No, I know, but you should start start the process to do the landlord-tenant thing.
I know.
You should have done that on the 15th. So it's interesting because I'm struggling with a tenant I have in Philly. So Larry always says, you know, there's two places to invest, Philly and everywhere else. Pick everywhere else. So when I got here, I already had a couple.
They still owe you $1,250 or
something. Oh my
like
goodness,
that?
How frustrating. So I have this tenant. They owed me like $400 I think from last month between rent that wasn't paid and then the late fee. And then I sent them a notice, I think it was on the 6th, saying you owe me this much from last month, you owe me this much for this month plus the late fee. So
you send everything certified? Or you send it regular mail?
I text it and I email it.
Okay.
Okay. However, Philly is so messed up where now, so last month I went to Philly to do the eviction, to set up all the paperwork. And Philly, if anybody knows and you want to call in about it, they have a eviction deferment program now that you have to wait at least 30 days before you can file an eviction. And you have to show proof that you give them some kind of paperwork. You have to send it certified mail or prove that they received it or hang it on their door and take a picture. But you have to take a picture and show them that whatever before they even approve you for the eviction deferment program. So as soon as I went to go to the eviction, they said, you can't do it. I literally went home, printed out the paperwork, sent it certified mail, sent a picture of it at the post office with all the paperwork on it saying it's certified, and then I went and applied for the paperwork, the eviction deferment. So they approved it, but for 30 days, I can't do anything. So I have to wait, I believe, until the 11th. I have to wait until it's Monday. This coming Monday will be 30 days, so Tuesday I can go for the eviction.
So according to the law in Pennsylvania...
Yeah, but this is Philly.
Exactly. Your lease have to say, very specifically, if... In a default situation, you need to give a notice or don't need to give a notice?
The lease says that the notice to quit is there's a the notice to quit. Hold on. No. No, the notice to quit is waived in the lease. They sign to have the notice to quit to waive. And for those of you who don't know what that notice to quit is, you have to give them a notice to say that you're going to be filing for eviction and you have to wait, I think it's 10 days or 15 days or something, depending on whatever it is. But in my lease that they sign and agree to, it says that the notice to quit is waived.
Amazing.
Yeah, okay. So that's, and all my leases have that in there. So I went and it was just a couple days ago because I had told them that where I usually evict on the 15th, I moved it to the 10th because I have such a problem with these people.
Yeah.
That I was moving it to the 10th because I'm just tired of waiting.
Which is very weird because it's such much a small amount. I mean, compared to even 1 month rent.
Yeah. So but they still owed me like $400 or something from last month. And then, of course, they owed me this month plus the late fee. So it was up to about $1,900 that they owed me. Yeah.
What's the attitude you're getting? Because that's one of my biggest problems, the attitude.
According to this, the tenant, me and my significant other broke up. And I'm like, I'm sorry to hear that. It's not my problem, but I'm sorry to hear that. But they're consistently late every time. So I think if they were late one time, you know what? I have another tenant. Every now and then she's late. She'd be like, look, this is what's happening. I'm like, all right, just let me know. Pay the late fee. We're good to go. And she'll always let me know something's going on. I'm like, all right, whatever. And she always pays. So you know what? I get it. You know, and if she pays late, it's usually by the 5th or the 6th, like usually within a day or two. And I'm like, all right, pay me the late fee. And she's always fine with it. And we never have an issue. But this one, who's a pain in my patootie in Philly, you know, either they don't respond or they say you're getting your money or they're just a little bit more aggressive, I guess. But my texts to them are not, screw you, give me my money. It's like, hey, I just want to let you know that per the lease agreement, this is where we're at. And this is, you know... When you pay, this is how the payment's going to be dispersed. It's very professionally. I'm a writer. I write for a living. So it's very professionally written. So they sent me $1,100. She still owes me like another $800. And she said that I'm getting it on this day. She tells me so I'm going to give her till Tuesday and then I'm filing for eviction because I have to do this every single month they've moved in. You know what I mean? So I cannot wait till the lease is over because I'm not going to renew it. However, I might have a saving grace because I require renter's insurance on all my properties.
And they haven't gave you one.
They did get renter's insurance, but okay. I also require that I am listed as additional insured. So if there's a problem, I get notified. And I got a notification saying that they did not pay. and that it was going to be canceled. And I sent a picture of it to her, to the tenant, and said, as of this, you are breaking the lease. You have till the time that this is due to pay it. Otherwise, you've broken the lease and I will be filing for eviction.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a way out instead of having to wait the whole year. I want to be the next guest on the show. Who's that? So whoever that is, you have to, I don't know who that is, but you have to give us a call and tell us why you'd be the next guest.
Well, Deb, it just so happens that I have a caller for you. It's Bruce in Philly, and he wants to talk about selling his duplexes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, bring him on. Absolutely. Bruce, you there? Tell us what's going on.
Oh.
Hey, Bruce, what's going on?
Okay, I got a great story. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Hello.
We love
great
stories.
Okay, I got a great story. Okay, here's my story. I'm 65 years old.
Okay.
And I bought my first two duplexes in Philadelphia in 1982.
Okay, great.
So you can do the math. So I had them for a long time. I could write a book. Okay. And
yep.
I saw the one and the other one's under agreement. Why am I selling it? You know, two reasons. I had them for a long time and it's time to move on.
Okay.
And it's Philadelphia.
They're
so
all
my
tenanted?
Two reasons. But excuse me?
Are they fully tenanted? They are tenanted right now.
Rented. He means rented.
Yeah. The one I sold was the one I'm selling is completely empty.
Okay.
I had to move out, you know, because I know people like to buy them empty. Investors.
Not necessarily.
You know, I think
not necessarily.
We should talk about that.
Yeah, we should talk about it. Why don't you give us... Yeah, you should call us because we might be interested in buying it if you want.
Well, is this the number? I got, you know, if this falls through, I'll let you know. I'm going through settlement next week. If, you know, but you never know, you know, until you get that check.
Exactly.
Okay, so you know what we'll do is that I'll give Glenn my number and then Glenn will give it to you because I don't want to just do it over the air.
Or you can call us after the show.
The
call will get directly to us.
Yeah. You can do that
too. Okay, like I said, you know my number. If she wants to give me a text or something like that, that'll be great.
Okay. Yeah, you know what, Glenn, maybe you can get his number for us.
Over the 40 years, they were good to me, you know?
Okay, great.
So
what was your story,
like
Bruce?
I said, well, that's basically it. I had them for 40 years, and I could write a book. You know, the one guy's been in there for almost, like, 29 years.
Wow.
And that's great.
But here's the story. I used to say he pays the cheapest rate in the United States. And he did, but the guy was on Social Security, right? So he wasn't a family member. He was like a friend. So what am I supposed to do, you know? So I didn't need that place to pay my bills, you know? So I gave the guy a break, and he appreciated it.
Can I ask you a question, Bruce?
Yes.
What made you, with what's going on in Philly, you said it's Philly. What made you arrive to the point that you say, I'm done with this city, I'm selling?
Because they put you through, like, she just told a story about the eviction in Philly.
Yeah,
the eviction deferment.
And everything you do in Philly, it's like a challenge. They're definitely not landlord friendly.
No, not at all. Not at all.
You know? It's a shame because there's all good landlords out there. They're trying to make, you know, they help the tenants out. And it's just Philadelphia makes it tough for all the landlords.
But they do.
Like
they
I
make
said,
it. Yeah.
They were good to me. I mean, I had them for a long time. A long, long time. You know?
Yeah.
I think if I write a book, I'd be able to make more money if I write the book.
Give it to us so we can proof it for you. I'd love to read it.
I mean, I know you guys have properties and stuff, but with all the tenants, you got stories, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, there's always something. Something. Yeah.
And you can't make up these stories. They're true.
And some of the realtors are crazy too. I think some of the realtors are just as crazy in Philadelphia. Yeah. yeah.
And I was a guy. I didn't deal with no realtors. I did everything myself. I was a hands-on landlord. You know, I never had no interest in dealing with a real estate. To give them percentages of a management company and stuff like that, I did everything myself.
But never used a management company.
So we have subjects here.
Yeah, that's a because I'm 50-50 on management. I'm 50-50 on that.
Yeah, me too.
I'm 50-50.
Oh, absolutely. And it's good. I mean, a lot of people do. They do good with it. But I was a hands-on landlord, you know, which I enjoyed. I enjoyed the different people. You know, it was good to me. But you get a certain age that it's time. It's just time, you know. I mean, I had him since I was 21 years old, and I'm 65 now, so, you know.
So they served you well.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. But the people, all kinds of people, you got to be a people person because you meet all kinds of people.
And I will tell you that
good,
with
bad,
time,
difference.
With time, it became harder and harder to be a people person because...
Absolutely.
I think many people take advantage. The attitude changed dramatically during the last years.
Yeah, there's definitely...
I blame COVID.
I know when I was trying to rent out some of my places in Wilkes-Barre, the attitudes were like, you should give me this place. And I'm like, why should I again? Because you said so? They're like, well, why should I put a deposit in? I'm like, why should I waste my time with you again?
Exactly. People come like, I would say bullies.
Yeah, they just have this expectation. I have a property in Philly. I just got the deposit. Remember the one I was...
Finally!
Yeah, full price, which
amazing.
Was great.
Yeah.
So I had the realtor...
The patient works.
Yeah, the realtor called me up the other day. And she said, you know, she was very rude. And
what realtor?
Some realtor, because it was posted on, you know, it was posted that way. And it was also on the MLS and it was as a rent. And it was also posted on, I think I posted it on
Marketplace.
Yeah, and a couple other places. And what was surprising to me is, you know, I'm usually pretty easygoing. It takes a lot for me to be nasty back to people because that's not who I am. But here this lady calls me up and she's just like, you know, the rent there is too high. And I'm like, okay, you know, thank you so much. She's like, and the rent is different here and there. I'm like, oh, you know, great. I didn't realize that. I'll make sure to fix that. Thank you so much. She's like, well, you're never going to get this much rent if it's never gotten that high again. I'm like, okay, yep. Thank you. So, and I'm just saying, yep. Okay. Thank you. And then she's like, well, what's this? How much is it to buy outright? I'm like, I'm not selling it outright. She's like, well, it says lease to own. I said, well, this is how the lease to own works. She's like, well, my client will never go for that. I'm like, okay, great. You know, and it's funny. I'm like, what is it you want? You know, are you calling for a reason or are you just calling to bitch me out?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's your point? And I'm not saying that I have any leverage, but if you're going to be nasty to me, I'm like, why would I want to help you or your client out? So I just didn't understand.
That's right.
It just didn't make any sense. So people are weird. So I don't understand.
Thank you very much for calling us, Rob.
Yep. And then I think we have to take a break. Do we have to take a break now?
I know. Glenn will tell us, I believe.
Glenn, do we need a break? Okay. I think we're supposed to take a break like halfway through. So sorry. Thank you, Bruce, so much for calling. You know what, Glenn, if you get his info, we'll send you a book. Okay. Sounds good. Thank you, Bruce, for calling. Okay. Great.
Thank you.
This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Are you afraid of the Great Reset? Well, the Great Reset won't apply to those who own real assets. At Investor Schooling, we teach you how to own real assets like real estate, gold, silver, and other investments, including stocks, stock options, and even the basics of cryptocurrency. We even teach you how to pay thousands less in taxes legally. So go to investorschooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. Investorschooling.com. This is Larry Steinitz, and you have probably heard my radio shows and listened to my great advice on how you can make more money and pay less taxes. Well, I just finished writing a book on all things I teach at Investor Schooling and on my radio shows. This book is called Money Hacks, and you want a copy of this book, and you can pre-order this book wherever books are sold. Look for Money Hacks by Larry Steinitz. Hey, it might even be a tax deduction. Order Money Hacks by Larry Steinitz wherever books are sold, and come see me at Investor Schooling. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. The opportunity to retire with a great big real estate portfolio is coming quickly, and you want to learn how to do it. We all know the downturn is around the corner. What does that mean to you? You need to learn how to take advantage of this opportunity, like how to buy discounted properties with absolutely no money out of your pocket. Can it be done? Yes, it can. Can you learn how to do it? Yes, you can. Go to investorschooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. Investorschooling.com. This is Larry Steinitz, and you have probably heard my radio shows and listened to my great advice on how you can make more money and pay less taxes. Well, I just finished writing a book on all things I teach at Investor Schooling and on my radio shows. This book is called Money Hacks, and you want a copy of this book, and you can pre-order this book wherever books are sold. Look for Money Hacks by Larry Steinitz. Hey, it might even be a tax deduction. Order Money Hacks by Larry Steinitz wherever books are sold, and come see me at Investor Schooling.
We are back. Oh, I think I'm supposed to read something. Hold on. Am I supposed to read something? All right, I'll just read this part again. Good afternoon and welcome to Investor Schooling Live. Investor Schooling Live is transmitting from Investor Schooling Studios here in Investor Schooling headquarters. I'm Debbie Anderson, and I am not the CEO of Investor Schooling, but I am the senior student liaison here at the school. Thanks for listening in and get ready to learn real estate investing, stock options trading, and so many more things about money that I bet you didn't know. You can call us anytime during the show with your questions at 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137. That's right. We are a live program, so you can call anytime during the show, and we will take your calls. Do not worry about the topic. We will take your call about anything that has to do with money, finances, and not politics. We are also live on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube, and you can leave comments there. If you are watching online, please say hi. The only way we know you are watching is when you make a comment. At Investor Schooling, we teach real estate investing, stock options trading, how to save money on taxes, how to be financially free, and we even give you the motivation to make money work for you instead of you working for money. Investor Schooling is located in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, right off the Newtown Bypass, serving the New Jersey and Greater Philadelphia areas in a real brick and mortar building. Our students are also located in several states where there are exclusive web access to our classes and seminars. Get ready to learn something new. Get ready to learn the business of entrepreneurship, real estate investing, and stock options trading from your friendly neighborhood financial expert. Let's go with Debbie Anderson for the day instead of Larry Steinitz. And of course, Omri Murad, because he's a sweetheart and we love having him on the show. So make sure to give us a call if you have any questions.
Okay.
All right, so Omri wanted to talk about vacant versus non-vacant properties.
Yeah, exactly, because I did both. I bought properties that had tenants inside.
Okay.
Some of them were bad tenants that haven't paid, and that's why I bought the property cheap.
Okay.
And I also bought vacant, mainly vacant that are in very bad shape that I had to put a lot of work to.
Okay.
And I found out that many times when you buy a property with a tenant inside, maybe it's a good tenant, maybe it's a tenant that have been paid everything until this point, there is always an attitude problem. My problem with that is that I do take it personally. I know that you just talked about your approach.
So hold on. Glenn's saying that you're off mic. So make sure your mic is
working. Okay. I hear.
Glenn, can you hear us? Are we doing all right?
Are we good? Okay.
Boost you a hair. Okay. Hair your boost. Boost your hair. Okay. Oh, that's what it is. Stop leaning back. Go next to the microphone so everybody can hear you, because, you know, people want to hear you, apparently. It's your accent. It's that Israeli accent. It's so soothing and rough. Everybody loves it. Omri's giving me a look like, you know. I love it. Did I tell you my brother flew in from Israel? Did I tell you he probably flew in Friday?
So I want to So I think that's the problem. You don't care about attitude. I very much do.
No, I care about attitude. I just don't deal with it.
Like, when people calls me, like what you just described with this realtor, I won't reach this level in this phone call so calm. I will be mad very, very fast And I think I will end this call shouting. Not because I'm an unpleasant person, because I believe that when somebody comes with an attitude to you, maybe they like kids. They're trying to check your boundaries. I don't get it. But I don't believe that we need to suffer that. I had a tenant that after she moved in, and that was a few years ago, she said she took the water bill on her name. I believed her. I got the email from Pico, but not the email from American Water. And she didn't. So she moved in. The water bill was still on my name. I called American Water. This was, I think, Friday or Saturday. I called American Water on Monday, and I figured out it haven't been done. And for a month, it haven't been done. And the problem for me was her attitude. Every time I told her, you need to do it now because this is a breach of the lease. Why do you care? Why? I will pay it every month. Why it needs to be on my name? Blah, 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 blah. Every time. And it... For me, and I think that the first time at least, she paid. She gave me the money, or she took the bill from me and she paid it directly to American Water. The attitude was the problem for me.
Yeah.
Because every time we get these calls from the tenants, those bad calls, those blaming calls, those bully calls sometimes, I will say, it affects me immediately. It doesn't go from one ear to another. It stays with me, and I don't like that. You have a problem, I will do everything in my power to help you.
Yeah.
Everything that I can, immediately. But it's all about the attitude.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the problems. Many times when you buy a property with a tenant inside, a good tenant, a bad tenant, with a tenant inside, they always have the attitude of, I know better than you, I was here first, you can't raise the rent, you can't do that. You have no idea. The water heater doesn't do its job for years now. And that's the problem I have.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think part of it is that I think you're right that a lot of people have this entitlement attitude where you have to listen to me and I don't care what you say, but you work for me.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I'm the tenant, you're the landlord, you listen to me kind of thing, which is a weird kind of attitude. But I think with that, I mean, I was a little frustrated with that lady who called me, that realtor who called me, because, I mean, you would think she would call me to say, hey, I was wondering if you could tell me why you did this or how you're doing this, or, you know, my client is a little bit interested in this and I want to learn a little bit more about it, instead of saying you can't do this and you can't do that and you can't do that. You know, but by the same token, I mean, how is it helping you to get upset about it? It's not going to, at the end of the day, who cares? You're hanging up with them and probably never speaking to them again. Who cares? I mean, don't get upset over things that have absolutely, don't let these things have control over your life. Because if you focus on it, then all you're doing is giving it the power to affect you. And there's no reason for that. That's a whole mindset thing. You need to give focus to the things that are positive and don't give focus to the things that are negative.
I agree. And I'm working on it. And you are completely right. That's the way it should be. It's frustrating.
It's hard. It's very hard.
To change your mindset, to be very cold. And
I'm not saying to be cold. I'm saying to not let that Of course you can.
You have to be cold. You have to have an elephant skin to be in a position that somebody is shouting at you or giving you a very bad attitude, and you still need to help them.
Well, you can always stop and say, you know, either talk to me like a human being and have a little bit of respect, or call me when you're ready to do so and hang up. You could do that too and say, you know what, you need to calm yourself, call me when you're not in such a crappy mood and hang up. You can always do that too. And they'll either call you back and say, it's going to take you at least 20 minutes to calm down. Call me back in 20 minutes when you've checked yourself in.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You could do that. Because I remember I was so angry about something, and I was yelling at some lady on the phone, and she said to me, she's like, you need to cool yourself down. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I am completely out of line here. But I didn't realize because I was so angry. Because when you're angry, your emotions are like through the roof, right? So she had to check me, but she was right, you know. But now I'm realizing when somebody's nasty and angry, it's like either you calm down and talk to me as a human when you're ready, or we're not having this discussion. You know, so put something, you know, don't let all this crap get in, you know, you can't focus on this negative. You got to take away all the energy from the negativity, because if you focus on that negativity, that's all you said, you're carrying it around with you. You have it on you. You know, it upsets you. You can never, you don't give it that power. just say, look, you know, I can't talk to you when you're in this, when you're having this, when you're having this emotion. Call me when you're cool, level-headed, either tomorrow or in an hour when you're calm.
You are completely, completely right. And as I said, I'm working on it. You are completely right.
So Kimmy says that she loves us. So we love you too, sweetheart. Thank you so much. And then Saeed says, I could never own an apartment dealing with some of these people. So they're not all bad. You know, I do have some tenants that I really like and who just call me after, you know, they only call me when they need me. Or I have one tenant. What does that say? I can't say music. Okay. I can't. I have one tenant. He was having. So for me, it has to be a win-win, you know, like. You know, you hear about that stuff a lot, but I don't know how many people actually really do that win-win thing. But I had a tenant, you guys might have heard about, you know, I had the duplex and the quad that I've been rehabbing. So the quad's still under rehab, but the duplex is done and rented out. But the guy who came in, you know, we were talking a lot online, and he was telling me how he's been trying to get an apartment and nobody will give him an apartment. He's been living in a hotel room for over a year. And, you know, I don't know if he's full of garbage or not, if he was telling me the truth. And then I'm talking to him. He's like, you know, I'm really hoping and I really kind of want to get back on track. And I'm a cook and I can't really do it in a hotel room. And then, you know, I keep putting in all these fees for the applications and I'm really hoping he'll help me. And then we start having a conversation. I said, all right, why don't you come look at the place? Because, you know, I'm not comfortable taking a deposit without you even coming to look at the place. And then we, you know, we were chatting. He seemed really nice.
He offered the deposit on the phone.
He offered, yeah, sight unseen, and so I wasn't interested.
Based on the pictures online?
Based on the pictures online, okay. And then he's giving me this whole, like, sad story. And then I got to meet him in person, and then I said, all right, fill out this application. And I'm telling you, within 2 hours, he's sending me his tax returns. He's sending me all this kind of private information. He's showing me the proof that he's at staying at a hotel. And I'm like, all right, clearly this guy needs help. Like, he's really in a bad spot and nobody was giving him a shot. And I'm like, all right, I'll give him a shot. I asked him for the deposit. He sent me the deposit. I'm telling you right away. He sent me the deposit right away. He pays his rent like a week early, you know, and he's so happy and so grateful that he has his own little place to stay.
Agree.
You know, and when I went to see him to rent out the top unit, I'm like, come on, let's go get something to eat. He was very friendly. And we just went and we were chit-chatting and he's so happy. And like, because the back quad is still getting rehabbed, so I have
a
fence up.
Don't cross that line.
No, I know, but I mean, what I'm saying is that he was so happy and so grateful, and he kind of keeps an eye on the place for me, and you're right, like, I cannot be friends with him, because you can't be friends with your tenants, but man, if there was a friend that I'd like to have as a tenant, you know, a tenant I'd like to have as a friend, it'd be him, because he's such a sweet guy, you know, but you're right, you can't be friends with your tenants, I'm so happy that he moved in. And I'm so happy that I was able to help him. And he, I think, is grateful because now he keeps an eye on if anybody comes on the property and they shouldn't be. Because he's almost like my watchdog on site, you know, without even me asking. He's like, I got cameras up. And as soon as I get the code, I'll let you in so you can go in. And you know, I mean, the guy is
amazing.
Just, you know, so those are the tenants that are like grateful and appreciative. And those are the great ones to have. And then they're few and far between. You know
people,
what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They are. They're few and far between.
We are working with people. It's very important to notice this.
Yeah.
We are working with people.
Right.
I work with many organizations. People that honestly can get apartments or houses anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Nobody else was rent them. And this organization do the communication with specific landlords. And it's great. It's great because when you give the keys, when those people move in, immediately you know that you did something good.
Yeah.
Immediately you know that... And it's not all fun. It's not all fun. The story that I just gave you about the water is a tenant that is covered by some organization and she refused to take the water bill on her name.
Yeah.
And it was a big headache for me. But you work with people. You try as much as you can. As long as, like you say, I use the word respect in so many things. Respect is not reserved for the mafia. Respect is something we should all have in our life every day to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think as a society, something bad happened. And I tell you where I see it, you won't believe it. I see it normally here. I see it normally when I drop my kid in the daycare.
Mm-hmm.
Most parents don't wave hello anymore. And I see it more in the parks. When we walked in the park, in the creek, in Tyler, right? How was it? You walked, you saw people that you never met in your life, but you said, hello, good morning, what a nice weather.
Yeah.
It doesn't appear it doesn't happen the same way it did a few years ago.
Yeah.
And that makes me sad a bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so if anybody wants to call in, give us a shout at 855-939-1137. Go ahead, Omri, do it.
855-939-1137.
There we go. And then one more time, 855-939-1137.
They're all too depressed now.
I know. So, you know, I say the number just because I remember the one time I was on by myself. And I was saying to Larry the next time, I'm like, dude, nobody called in. He's like, you only said it like once or twice. And I'm like, I didn't know I was supposed to say it throughout the show. So apparently you're supposed to say the number throughout the show. So people call. 855-939-1137. But I guess if you call in, then that means I can't talk.
All right. We did have Rob from West Deptford called before. Mm-hmm. He couldn't stay on the line, though. But you remember Rob from last week?
Yeah.
He was the gentleman who had a little fire in his belly.
Yeah.
Well, he called, and he wanted to say thank you for listening to him, but he couldn't stay on the line. He didn't have enough time, but he did want to say thank you. So,
Rob, so I'm so sorry I didn't get a chance to talk to you last week, but I'm glad that you were able to get your thoughts out, and we were able to hear them.
Of course.
I'm glad that Larry was able to help you. I think he gave you a private session, from what I understand. So I'm really glad that you called in and at least let us know your story and let us know what you were going through, because Omri's right. We don't always know the other side, and it's nice to be able to hear some of the other perspectives, just like, because you're hearing it from one side, but we don't always have it from the other side. So we do appreciate, you know, when you call in and let us know what you're thinking and let us know what you're feeling. And this way we can all have a more rounded view of people's opinions so that we can address them and at least have a conversation. So thank you, Rob, for calling in last week. We really do appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
It looks like he's actually back. It looks like he's on the line now. Would you like to talk to him for a moment?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Bring him on.
It's going to be a weekly thing.
I know.
Please.
We'll have to make him like part of that co-host of the show. Rob, you on?
Yes.
Hey.
Nice to speak to you. I'm sorry I missed you last week, but I heard you guys had a great conversation.
We did.
Yeah, I got a lot off my chest.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's what you need.
Yeah. That's it. And you just mentioned about, if somebody's mean, you're not talking to them, you're not doing this. I don't blame you. I just had somebody, I'm not driving now, but I had somebody in this big wheel truck behind, inches behind me. I just knew I didn't want it to go.
Rob, you're really muffled. I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you.
Sorry. Okay.
Okay,
anyway,
there you go. That's better.
I understand. So, but I've been trying to contact my legislators, starting with the mayor. Okay. And the committee, township committee, about rent control. Okay. And I went to the state senator, Durr, who did more than anyone, and I'm a registered Democrat, and his office reached out twice, two separate people, two women, two different times reached out to me.
And tell me wrong.
So I'm voting for him next time. But
have you tried to look
online? And then I went to the county.
Have you tried to look online in the website I suggested last week to see what the government is actually suggesting that the rent rates are in HUDuser.gov?
Oh, yeah, no. I know they go by what they call market. So I was just looking today. Some of the ones down by me, we're a newer building. They're charging $1,500. For one bedroom here, it's 1,700. Just went up another 100. It keeps going up every month. But
and it's Philadelphia,
tenants,
you said?
Yeah, different tenants make it different. But, you know, so it is what it is. I'm just trying to see if they can get some rent control, being not that you can't charge a certain amount. But if you're going to go over, it used to be 3% 15 years ago over in Pine Hill and Lindenwold, where I used to live. It might be up
3%.
To 5%. If you got to go over that, you have to justify it. Now you justify it. I'm sure you don't have to show them your books and everything else, but I don't know. It's just something that you know, it's an idea. But
so you say 3%?
Don't rent. Own. Mortgage. Don't rent. Own.
That's the attitude. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you said something about 3%. You meant 3% increase every year?
Yeah, 3%. They're allowed to raise it up 3% max in that town. All landlords. Yeah, and there's a lot of apartments, all apartment complexes down there in Pine Hill and Linderwall. And okay. Thanks, massive, massive places of apartments.
So,
3%, and I don't know the details, but I was discussing it with at Senator Durr's office and the woman in there, and she said that she was running for the Mantua Township Committee. They were raising the rent at a trailer park right down the street from me on Route 45 in Mantua. And they were up in arms, so they had to go to, they went to the committee meeting. That's, I guess that's what, you got to do. And they raised, so she's running, trying to lower things. I don't know.
Okay, great. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much for calling back in. And we hopefully will be hearing from you again. Okay. Thanks so much, Rob.
Okay. How much time we have left?
I think we have like 2 minutes, I think. Glenn, right? Or a minute?
I don't know. We haven't invited everybody.
We have 2 minutes.
Okay. We haven't invited people yet.
Come
to Thursday.
Yes. So don't forget we have class every Thursday. So we have class starts at 7 and we go till about 9 o'clock. We are located at 108 Corporate Drive East in Langhorne, PA. So if you're going to put it in your GPS, make sure to put in that east part. Otherwise, it sends you somewhere else.
Montgomeryville or something.
Is that where it sends you? Like, it sends you somewhere else because we had a speaker and he was 10 minutes away and he forgot to put in the east. And half an hour later, like, where are you? Because we knew he left. And
he arrived
like,
next week.
Yeah. He arrived like an hour late because it took him somewhere that we have no idea where it went. So make sure you come 108 Corporate Drive East, Langhorne, PA. You can also sign up at investorschooling.com/live, right?
No.
Okay.
Just investorschooling.com.
See how terrible I forget all this stuff.
No, you're good.
So make sure to sign up at investorschooling.com. So investorschooling.com, just investorschooling.com. I believe we are talking stock options this coming...
This Thursday?
I believe we're doing stock options.
Many people ask about that. Yeah. It's such a mystery to me, the old stock option.
I get the gist of it. I'm definitely not a master at it, but I get the gist of it. But yeah, so I can probably answer some mediocre, mini, easy, somewhat questions I could probably answer. But I'm definitely more of a real estate person.
Interesting for me. Yeah, me too. I need to feel something.
Yeah, I like the real estate more than, and then looking at the numbers and them going red and green, like that makes me crazy. I can't handle that. At least I know with real estate, like where I stand. This way, I don't have to deal with it. So whatever. I do want to throw out that, Glenn, what do we go out?
We're good.
All right, calm down. So... 15. See, all right. So I got 30 seconds. So I just want to say that I just bought a property subject to on my credit card. So I'm pretty excited about that.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Next
so
week.
Maybe next week I'll talk about that because I put the deposit
subject
in.
Subject to and credit card.
Subject to and credit card. I just bought a property subject to and credit card, and I close in like 2 weeks, I think. So
we were Investor Schooling Live. Thank you very much for listening to us. And come every Thursday, 7 a.m. We'll be very happy to see you.
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Don't be there at 7 a.m.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. Today's program has been pre-recorded.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.